This is Rabbi Haber. We're in Tehillim, chapter 44, Perek Mem Dalet in Psalms. And here we have another one that's attributed to the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korach, which Rashi understands were actually written by the sons of Korach, the same ones that were swallowed up into a pit at their father's rebellion, but then realized that Moshe is true and his Torah is true. They jumped out of the pit. They did tshuva, they repented, and they were saved. David HaMelech quotes them in Tehillim, in Psalms, because he had their words that were passed down, and maybe he adapted them a little bit and put them into Tehillim, but the core of the psalm comes from the Bnei Korach. Now, Rashi says that this particular psalm, he says they couldn't have been talking about themselves, the Bnei Korach, because what they say is, they start off saying, Elokim bozneinu shamanu me'avosenu sipru lanu. They say, we heard with our ears, our forefathers told us about the miracles and amazing wonders that you've did for them. Rashi says, that doesn't make sense. If these are the Bnei Korach talking, the sons of Korach talking, they don't have to tell us what they heard from their forefathers. They were there. They were in the desert. They saw the miracles in the desert. They were swallowed up in the ground, for crying out loud. They saw the miracles by the sea. They saw the miracles by the Yarden. They saw the wars with Yehoshua, the conquest of the land, everything that's mentioned in the psalm. They don't have to tell us that what they heard. So Rashi says, very interesting. He says, they wrote this psalm not for themselves. They wrote the psalms for future generations. They said, future generations, you're going to look back at us and you're going to think our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they must have been pretty amazing warriors. They must have been pretty strong people. And they said, it's not true. Anything that we did was not because we're good with the sword. It's because Hashem guided our sword. Anything that we conquered is not because we're strong. It's because Hashem conquered it. And they say the famous verse, Tzave Yeshuas Yaakov, Hashem is the one who commands all the salvations of the Jewish people. And they go on, they say, and if you find that you're not so successful, it's not because you're weaker than we are. If you find you're not so successful, it's because Hashem's not helping you. And you need to say to Hashem, Alecho haragnu kol hayom, we're suffering for you, we're in a bad place, and ura lama tishan Hashem, Hashem, you need to wake up and help us. And that's what they did. For many generations, the children of Korach, the Levim, would wake up early in the morning, and as the sun rose in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say this psalm, and they would talk about how our forefathers told us about the miracles. We're not quite seeing those miracles. Hashem, please wake up. Hashem, please help us. Hakitza al tiznach l'etzach. Don't leave us forever. And that's what they did until about the time of the Hanukkah story. Yochanan Kohen Gadol came around, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol came to them, and he said, you can't do this. He says, you can't do this. You can't wake up every morning and yell at Hashem to wake up. That's not how it works. Hashem doesn't sleep. It says, Hashem, the guardian of Israel, neither slumbers nor sleeps. And you certainly don't need to yell at God. So he put a stop to it. Now, why does it say in Psalms, Lama Ura, Lama Tishan Hashem? He says, it's not that Hashem is sleeping. It's that we're not behaving. And when we don't behave, Hashem doesn't help us as much. So in other words, they took the psalm too seriously. Their grandparents had told them, it's not about us and it's not about you, it's about God. So they said, when things weren't going well, they said, okay, God, help us. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, it's not that simple. You need to wake up. You need to be doing the right thing. When you're doing the right thing, God will kick in and God will help you. Truth is that this is a halacha, that we're not supposed to yell our davening. It says, I'm a spalo b'kol ram, someone who yells their davening, hareza miktane ho amuna, that the person doesn't have proper faith because he thinks he needs to yell for Hashem to hear him. Zohar is very strict about this, says we shouldn't yell when we daven. The Rav Shimshon Pinkus has a book about tefillah. He has an entire chapter about tza'aka, about yelling when we daven, and the entire chapter is about how yelling in the Torah, yelling by davening, really means saying something very, very quietly. That's what the Zohar says, that yelling is really articulating something very strongly in our hearts, but not necessarily yelling it out loud, and according to the Zohar, specifically not yelling it out loud. And that's exactly what Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, made fun of the idolaters for, because when he had his face-off against the Nevi'i HaBaal, the false prophets of the Baal, he said to them, he said, oh, you guys need to yell really loud. You need to wake up your God. Maybe he's sleeping. In other words, that's your religion. That's what you do. You need to yell really loud, wake up your God because he's sleeping. But that's silly. We don't do that. It's not something we do. Now, there are heterim. There are reasons why we do daven out loud. Obviously, a chazan needs to daven out loud, both to keep things orderly and to keep people involved. Even davening at home, we daven out loud to keep our children involved. But at its core, this idea of davening out loud, we learn from Chana and we learn from other places that it should be quiet. Davening is something we do quietly, something we do internally. It's very interesting that the Stolener Hasidim, they daven very, very loud. They yell when they daven. And other Hasidim are very quiet when they daven, like the Zohar. If you go to Mei Sharim, so if you go to Stolen, everyone's yelling and screaming. You can hear them a block away. If you go a block away to Slonim, and you go in there, everyone's whispering, they're davening very calmly. So the story is told that there was a Stolener Chassid, technically a Karliner Chassid, that went to Chortkov. And he knew that in Chortkov, everyone davens quietly, like the Zohar. So he went to the Chortkov Rebbe. He said, I have a problem. I'm davening in Yeshol on Shabbos, and I daven loud. What do I do? And the Chortkov said to him, well, you shouldn't daven loud. What kind of person davens loud? Hashem can hear you if you daven quietly. Didn't you see the Zohar in Parashat Shemos that says that davening is supposed to be articulated quietly? Haven't you read about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who told the Kohanim and Levim to stop yelling at Hashem? You can't daven loud. Okay. He left the Chortkov Rebbe, and he waited Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. He's got no choice anymore. He goes to Shul, and he's behaving himself. He gets at his place, he puts on his talis, and he says brachos. He wants to yell it, but he says it quietly. He says psukei dezimra, he wants to yell it, but he says it quietly. Until he gets to nishmas, and he gets to nishmas, and he's thinking about how Hashem put this neshama, this soul into me, and now I want to thank Hashem, God, for everything that he's done for me and for my parents and my grandparents and for all generations and for the entire world. And before he knows it, he's yelling nishmas at the top of his lungs, and he sees people are turning around and people are looking, but he can't control himself, and he's yelling nishmas. And he finishes davening, and after Shabbos, he goes to the Chortkov Rebbe, and he says, I want to apologize. And the Rebbe says, what are you apologizing for? He said, I came to you. I asked you permission to daven out loud. And we need to understand, when Karliners daven out loud, it's very out loud. And you told me not to. And then I tried, but I couldn't do it. I davened out loud. And the Chortkov said, you don't understand. If you're coming to me on Sunday and asking permission to daven out loud on Shabbos, I'm going to tell you no. You need to work on yourself. You need to work internally. You need to work on your kavana and your real thoughts and what's going on. But if you're standing in shul on Shabbos and you're trying your best to be quiet and it just pops out and it comes out, you can't control yourself. He says, that's the most beautiful prayer that I've ever, ever heard. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe when the Levim started to get up in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple and yell, Ura, Lama, Sitzer, Hashem, wake up. Maybe that was really coming from the depths of their heart, and it was coming out, and it just came. It was something that happened extremely sincerely, but over hundreds of years, it just became a custom. It became a practice, yes. We come to the Beis HaMikdash, and we yell, Hashem, wake up. And that, Yochanan Kohen Gadol put a stop to. He said, if it's not coming from deep inside, you can't yell to Hashem. Now, Tisha B'Av, also, we have a concept that we need to speak very quietly. We daven quietly. It says, Sosan Tfilosi Halacha is that we daven very quietly. And maybe that's this idea that we say in the psalm, Ki Halecha Haragnu Kol Hayom. We say to Hashem, we suffered so much for you. And maybe we're even saying, you know, we've earned the right to cry. And maybe we take this Tisha B'Av and we cry and we internalize and we think about quietly what we've been through, what happened. And maybe if we do that, so it builds up inside of us. And this is just the first step towards Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And then finally we stand in Yom Kippur. We can't keep it in anymore. And we yell out, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, before that final blast of the shofar and the Ne'ilah, because that's really the proper way to do it. But we have our tzaok, our yell starts very, very deep inside. Mistorin Tivka Nafshi, that's the crying of Tisha B'Av. And it finally lets its way out on Yom Kippur, when we yell in front of Hashem, Hashem Elokim, Hashem is the true God. Everyone be well. May all our tefillos be answered.